Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir's sponsor, and the source of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Hey in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Rishon, starting Alocha Beis in the bottom of Daf Dal Damun Beis. Sok the Mishnah. Omar Yehuda Barishoino Ayu Oikrim Umashlichim Lifnem. Originally, when they came to take out the Kilayim, as we mentioned before, the Beis Din goes out and removes all Isuri Kilayim that we have in the fields. So what they used to take it out and throw it in the fields. Throw it in front of the owners. Continues the Mishnah Daf Amud Aleph. Mishirobu Oyve Aveiro. Once there were too many Oyve Aveiro, Hayu Mashlichim Ledrochim. They started throwing away the Kilayim outside in the ways, in the streets. Iskinu Shimavkir Miskolasodeh. Then eventually they just made the entire field Hefkir. And the Gemara explains what changed. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Oymetani. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Barishoyin originally, Hayu Oykrim Mashlichim Lifnehem. They would throw the kilayim and place it in the field in front of the owners. So the owners were very happy. They were happy for two reasons. First, they removed the unwanted vegetables, unwanted plants from the field. That's called nikush. In addition, they had the kilayim sitting in the field and they could enjoy it. So instead of them doing the work, they would wait for Shlichei Beis Din to do it. They're very happy the fact that Shlichei Beis Din did it and not themselves. They were relying on this and not doing it themselves, even though you are by having kilayim in your field. So Beis Din decided to not put the kilayim in the field, but to throw it out there in the streets. They still were a little bit happy. Yes, they are losing now the kilayim growing in the fields, but at least the cleanup and removing all the unwanted plants was done by Beis Din, so they're very happy about it. So takana was, anybody who has kilayim in the field becomes hefker. Anybody can go and take anything he wants in the field. So that was a bigger incentive for people to remove the kilayim on their own. Says the Gemara, how do we really know that Beis Din have the ability to do hefker? Answers the Gemara, it says in the Pasuk in Ezra, anybody doesn't come within the next 3 days, as the Sorim and the Skenim decree, his assets will be confiscated and he will be in Chayim, he will be removed from Kala Goylo. So you see that the Beis Din have the ability to make something hefker. Okay, so I see from here this idea of hefker. But how do I know that if Beis Din make an hefker, it's going to be potter for Maisa the same way when an individual does hefker in his own field? Someone's mafker is sade, the more it knows, you're potter from Maisa. But if it's done by Beis Din, is it also potter from Maisa? I mean, it's so great of Yitzchuk Baracho Shomali Minado. We see from the following. Ein me'abim es ha'shona lo'i b'shvi'is ve'lo'i b'moitzi shvi'is. You should not do Ibur Shona, meaning you should not add another month to the year. Make it a leap year. Not on Shemitah and not on Moitzi Shemitah. Shemitah is clear, you don't want to add another month that you cannot work the fields. And Moitzi Shemitah, the year after Shemitah, the Gemara is going to explain in a moment. If they were Maber, they had this month, it works. The leap year works. Now, who's the one who decides to do an Ibur Shona? That's Beis Din. So Beis Din have the ability to add a month of the year and make it another, this year, 1 month more, even though they're not supposed to. If this added month that they had, if it's Shemitah, you don't have Maisus on Shemitah. Now that they add 1 more month, there's no Maisus. So you see over here, the Beis Din have the ability to make something hefker and to be potter in a Maisus. Says the Gemara, Shemitah, I understand why you should not add a month to the year, because you don't have another month, you cannot work the fields. Moitzi Shvi'is, why can't I add another month to the year after Shemitah? Because the year after Shemitah, we don't have any tavua, any grain from the previous year, the year before that was Shemitah. So the only grain I have is for the new year. The new year, you can't eat the new grain until you come to Pesach. If I'm going to push Pesach 1 month away, I'll have another month that I don't have, I cannot enjoy, can't benefit, I can't eat from the new grain. So that's why we say don't add another month to the year. Rabbi Zehir Rabbi Sharavo said, Hadodat Omar, all this is actually Ti Rebbe Levi Yerek Michutz Loretz Loretz. When we said not to add a month to the year of Shemitah, it's only before Rebbe allowed to bring vegetables from outside of Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. Because if you bring the vegetables from outside of Eretz Yisrael, you may bring earth with it together, and the earth is a gzeira of Tumas Eretz Ha'am. But then Rebbe saw that they really need it, so he took away that gzeira. Continues the Gemara Dafei Amud Beis. Amar Mashiti Rebbe Lavi Erek Chutzot Haaretz. He shvis he shar shnei shavu. So then, on Shmiti, you could add another month. Ah, you can have another month. You can't work the fields. It's not so bad because you'll bring vegetables from outside of Eretz Yisrael. So that's why now we don't have this of making a leap year on Shmita. Says the Gemara Tani Ein Ma'aviv Sashona B'Shvis V'Loi B'Moitzi Shvis Ela B'Shar Shnei Shavuo V'Imibru Arizim Uberes. That's what we mentioned before. You don't make a leap year now on Shmita. Now that you're after Shmita, but B'Di'evet it'll be okay. Omar Manu Adodat Omar Barishoyinu Keshu Hashonim Kitiknam. That's all originally when the years were acting the way they're supposed to, meaning the tevuah grew in the right time. Now the world became worse, and now it takes much longer for the grain to ripen. He moitzi shvis, that's the gears of the Vilna Goyen that Prime brings. He shar shnei shavuot, meaning also the year after Shemitah, you could add a month. Because what's the reason we said not to add a month to the year after Shemitah? Because you want Yisur Chadosh to be, not to add a month to Yisur Chadosh. But now anyway, the grain takes longer to ripen. So anyway, it won't be ready in the time of Pesach. So adding a month doesn't make a difference. So the Gwantani Shabbos from Gamliel, Ibru Abim Ritzishviz Miyad. From the house of Rav Gamliel, they did the Hebrew Shana the year after Shemitah. As we mentioned now, because the Shonim Einum Kitikrum. So back now to the sugyo. The Gemara says, from here you see that Hefker Beis Din takes away the obligation of Meiser. Because by them adding another month to the year, they're adding another month to the year of Shemitah, which is Potter Ben Meiser. So you see, they're going to have the ability to do that. Says the Gemara, Amar Avoin, In Min Ado, Leis Shomim Mino Klum. From here you don't see anything. Because it says in the Pasuk, Shomoy is a Chodesh Aviv, Shomayu Shiova Bechidusha. Rabbanon have the ability to add a month to the year to make sure that Nisan will come in the time of the spring. That there will be Chodesh in the time of Nisan. Meaning the Rabbanon have the ability to add a month. That's what the Torah said. Elama, we say, try not to do it in the year of Shemitah. But if they do it, they still have that ability, they still have that power to do it. So it's not mean the Rabbanon. It's a Deraisa. It's mean a Torah. So you don't have a Raya here that if Rabbanon did their own Takana of Hefker, they'll be Potter Ben Meiser. Only if they add a month of the year, which the Torah gave them the power to do so. Says the Gemara, V'haido Amrado, so where do we see that you're Potter Ben Meiser? Because it says, Godish Shaloi Luko Tachtov. There's an obligation for a person to give leket to the Anim. Leket means that the poor go to the field and they take some of the tvua which is in the field. And some area, the Anim did not take the leket. And one went and he made a pile of grain on top of that area. So right now you have underneath that pile things that belong to the Anim, to the poor. But on top of the area, a big gadish that belongs to the owner of the field. So kol ha-noigoyz ba'aretz harem shel Anim. Whatever is touching the ground belongs to the Anim, not only the things that were growing in the ground, but even part of the pile which did not belong to the Anim, chazal v'mesaken, that you have to get to the Anim, everything which is in the lower part of this gadish. That's a sheet of Bichamai. They hold that Hefker la'anim ave Hefker. It's a machlekes Bichamai b'sil. Bichamai hold that Hefker only for one group of people is considered to be Hefker. Going to b'sil has to be Hefker for everybody. Leket belongs only to the Anim, and it's considered to be Hefker. Now what's the problem? If the Anim take it, they won't give Meiser from it, because usually Matas Anim report to a Meiser. Now you're giving the Anim more than usual. Now you're not giving only the leket, you're giving also the entire bottom part of the Godish. How can you do that? What about Meiser? Says the Gemara, because the Koy to Bichamai, this is considered to be Hefker, and if you have Hefker, Hefker is Potter Ben Meiser. According to the Girsa of the Vilna Goyen, we say over here the next line of the Gemara, according to Bisil, it won't work, because it's not a real Hefker, it's only Hefker La'anim. So they have to do Meiser over. In this case, when they're going to take the bottom part of the pile, they will have to do Meiser. Says the Gemara, V'omel Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi said, Shamanu Shu Potter Ben Meiser is Divrei HaKol, when the Vovum Dal from top. Everybody will agree these Potter Ben Meiser, even according to Bisilel, Mishum Knas. Because we're born and did a Knas that this thing belongs to the Anim. And here you have the words, the Vilna Goyen adds, Shehefker Bezin Hefker. Bezin have the power to take money away from the owner. It's a Hefker Bezin. And Hefker Beis is Potter Ben Meiser. So this is the Raya. When Beis Din do something, like make something Hefker, it's considered to be a full Hefker, and it's Potter Ben Meiser, exactly like when the owner makes items Hefker. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shkolim Daf Hei.